ready. Wasn't it just Memorial Day? Remember saying to my lovely Dee Marie, "Well, we have 12 weeks, 13. Oh man, we have a lot of stuff going on this summer." And life being what it is, schedules being what they are, we didn't get to the half of it. Okay, we didn't get to the third of it. And speaking of three thirds, these next 3 days, I will be eating and drinking like a man on death row. We always clean out the freezers. Man, we have everything from woodchuck hindquarters to woodcock to goose breast to squirrel. My squirrels, we got rabbit. It is going to be a three-day feast fest. Just a reminder, September goose season is going on. Okay, 15-bird limit, unplugged shotguns, seven shells, no more than seven shells, electronic calls allowed, and a half hour after sunset closing time to shoot. That magic half hour. Mud hens are going on. Love my clapper rails. You can get 10. The meadows and the marshes down through Cape May County. A lot of fun chasing those things. Mucky, smelly, dirty, but you will have a great time. Again, these things that, these long-billed birds that pull these organisms out of that benthic goo. Low tide, high tide, the mud. They have their breast tastes like roast beef. I have to, hey, people, we know I'm a foodie. And a shout out to someone I hadn't seen in years. Ran into a in a parking lot in a tackle shop. Shout out to Vince with the rabbit dogs. Hadn't seen Vince in, God, I had like 6-7 years. Hey, Tom P, is that you? I said, yes. I'm thinking, uh-oh, who's this guy? Do I owe him money or something? Took off his shades. I said, oh, my God, Vince, long time no see. Man, I do miss hunting the rabbits with the beagles. I had this one beagle ladybug. She was so cool. She's really my mom's dog. I was her hunting partner, but she loved my mom. And she was the slowest trailing beagle, probably because of all the big ziti and chicken parm she ate. I never had a running shot at a rabbit when Ladybug was on her trail. And she didn't have the standard, oh, she had more of a chopping, trailing bark, and it was great. I do miss that. Vince, hope you have a great fall season. Rabbit season's going to open in a few weeks. Rabbit and squirrel open early, I think, end of September. Hey, another thing you don't really hear, crow season. Crows are going on, but I digress. That's more of a winter thing. You know, better shooting, better trees. The birds of the black bandits. Can I say black bandits? Yeah, the black bandits. They are on the flock. They're going crazy. That's some time for some hot gunning. Hey, man, we have a really jam show. By the way, the freshwater and saltwater fishing after the storm, especially the past couple of days, has been absolutely crazy. Expect a banner fluke weekend. Snapper blues are all over the place. Blowfish when you can find them, but you'll fill buckets. You'll fill coolers. And there are some stripers at night going around on the rocks and jetties, triggerfish, and some big sheephead. Everything is happening right now. Grab that cup. Grab that rub. We'll be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Oh, just a reminder, mark your calendar. Saturday, October 9th, New Jersey Outdoor Alliance Sporting Clays fundraiser. Where? At the incredible Red Wings Sporting Clays on Suey's Landing Road. I love this. I just love this place. The people, and of course, in Port Republic, exit 48 off the parkway. Go to njoa.org. Find out more about it. Grab that cup. Grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Jam show coming up. Hey, remember last week? Word is out. No more urine-based, natural deer urine-based scents allowed. Ron Jones, ACP Redneck Pride's coming up. He has a synthetic scent out there worth listening in. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hello, New Jersey. Switching to Geico is a good idea, especially when you consider everything.
First off, Geico makes it easy to switch. They have licensed agents available 24/7, online or over the phone.
But having a trusted insurer could make you question some not-so-trustworthy people, like the friend who says he doesn't want pizza, but when it comes, sure, he'll have a slice.
Well, if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds on car insurance, and you could keep saving by bundling your motorcycle, boat, and RV, plus your home or renter's insurance.
But saving money might make you so happy you start to skip everything. Which could get you nicknamed the Skipper. And do you want that as a nickname? Think on it.
Well, they do have an industry-leading mobile app you can use to pay your bill, file and manage a claim, or add a new driver. And they offer discounts to military and federal employees.
But when your life gets a little easier, it makes you too carefree and you end up going barefoot everywhere, which is all fun and games until you step on a bee.
Well, Geico is the largest car insurer in the state and has been saving people money for 85 years. It's hard to beat that.
But you're right.
Switch to Geico. It's obviously a good idea.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Now, a few more days. Let's see, a week from now, December 11th, the early archery deer season. Antlers only, okay, except for the youth hunters. They can take a buck. Opens in select DMZs around the state. The statewide season is going to open October 2nd. Now, last week we had on Carol Stanko. She's the Bureau Chief, Division of Fish and Wildlife's Bureau of Wildlife Management, with her deer prospectus. Also, we touched on EHD and chronic wasting disease and what the division is doing to prevent it from entering New Jersey. Supposedly, it is within 25, 30 miles of the Jersey border. All, you know, all the precautions being taken. One is no utilization of deer urine-based scents. Now you said, one, first, you know, though in my mind, okay, how are they going to force that? But two, Stanko said that they gave out samples to hunters from synthetics, and they performed very well. And I don't know which synthetics they use. I've heard reports, some good, some not so good. However, longtime friend of Rack and Fin Radio, Ron Jones, ACP Rednecks Pride Game Calls and Outdoor Scents, has been in the deer scent business for decades. He now says, told me, said, Tom P, I have a deer urine free product that is going to be available and is available right now from what I said. It's TC-4DUF. DUF means deer urine free. Ron is on the line right now. I'm getting exercised about this because, okay, you follow the science, yes, but Ronnie saw this coming down the pike probably 3, maybe 4 years ago. Other states enacted bans. And I want his take on this. We're going to talk his product a little bit naturally, but his take on this urine, you know, deer urine-free scent thing. Ronnie, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin. I know you get pretty exercised about this yourself. What is your take on this whole dealio?
Well, I promise I'm going to be calm on this show, okay? I won't be my normal self, okay?
When it comes to this, and, especially.
And what the my take is doesn't matter anymore because what's done is done. So what we have is just about the whole eastern, northeastern anyway, I guess from Virginia up. Right. Delaware still, you can use regular deer scent, and I don't know if PA went total or not yet. They was talk about that. I don't know if that happened yet or not either. But New Jersey, New York, north of us, they're all deer urine, deer glands. Mm-hmm. And so what my take is, don't matter no more. It's what we got to deal with. And you know me, I'm going to make things happen. I'm going to figure it out and get her going. And luckily, you know, like all this coming a few years ago, everybody told me it wasn't going to happen, but I started working on the equivalent of my TC Plus to fall into the category of deer urine, deer glands free. And I think we've got it pretty good. Well, we got the best that we can have at this point. We've got a mock scrape, probably, or mock scrape 5, which is going to take mock scrape 4's place. And we're hopefully going to bring that out, the Tuckerton show. That'll be a DUF also. And then hopefully by the 2nd of October, we'll have the equivalent of old timer out and rolling. And you know me, I'm not going to put something out unless it's working 8 out of 10 times.
Exactly right. Okay? Exactly right. You know, yeah.
I ain't going to do it. I'm not going to give something. I'm just not going to. Okay. My take on it is synthetics will work in the rut. No problem. Okay. They're going to work. Well, let's face it. My pee in the rut works. yours does too.
Vintage Randy Jones, man.
Hey, again, like Tom, like you've always said, I don't pull any punches and I don't tell any lies, you know? We're going to tell it like it is. So I'm not, you know, I'm not going to smoke and blow whatever you want to say. But I believe, you know, you're going to get, just like a regular doe urine, you're going to get the same effects. It's going to work, and you're going to get good results out of it as long as you're clean and you're doing it proper. I believe more important than anything, though, with the synthetics is your strategy on using it has got to be nailed down positive. And you've heard many of my talks, right. 2 to 3 hour talks. You can't just go out and hang it in the air and have it work. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon is going to be the best, triangle, setups was going to be, if you're going to hang it, do a triangle. If you're going to, mock scrapes, and on anybody's synthetic. Okay. They're the ones that's going to get it done. Just hanging it in the air and hoping for a Hail Mary, it's probably not going to, probably going to be a lot of people, disappointed.
I was just going to say that. Well, Ron, let's get to the word synthetic. As soon as you hear that, you know, the perception is reality. As soon as you hear that, well, it's not the real thing. It's going to suck. It's not going to work. How are you going to get around that marketing your TC4 DUF?
Well, the reality factor is most of my deer scents prior to this had synthetic glands in it already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We just used the real deer urine as the base. Okay. So there's glands out there or secretions or synthetic, stuff that's been made synthetically because the mm-hmm. real products way back in the day, you can't get them anymore. So they started making them synthetic. And how I came across these products realistically was being the trapping bait and lure manufacturer from 1987. In 1990, you know, we started putting a lot of these synthetic oils into play into the deer sense and found that they worked. The reason we put it into play way back then was because I couldn't get the stinking deer off my fox sets. All right. Okay. And you start thinking about things and putting it into play and that's why you see Old-Timer. Old-Timer is based on literally 30s and 40 formulations where guys, you know, Davey Brackens and stuff like that. It was, you know.
Pete Rickard, Brackens. God, I remember that. Well, I am old.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, all them old Hall Bakers
right.
Those boys there, you know, they had products that worked. So, you know, we went, the Old-Timer's based off of that old formulation stuff, and which was, they was old-time trappers.
Right.
So, they're going to work. Okay. Do I know if they're going to work as good?
That was my next question, Jonesy.
Well, as a salesman, I'm going to tell you mine's going to be the best out on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. the reality is, and again, you know, I pull no punches, you know that. If the person knows what they're doing with scent, they're going to make them work. Right. If they're just going out and trying it, no, it's not going to work. Can I make synthetics work? Yeah. You know, I've tried other people's products and they work, but you got to know what you're doing.
Right.
And again, this is not a sales presentation for my products. So I'm on here talking straightforward, not sales pitch. So, you know, it's the way it is, whether we like it or not. It's the way it's going to be from this point on, and we're just going to make her happen.
Well, Ron, you saw this happening, like I said in the intro, 3 to 4 years ago. I remember you telling me this. I'm saying, Ron, get the hell out of here. That's not going to use a Tom P. watch. And then a little more. Now it's here. And so far as trying to prevent the spread of chronic wasting disease, is this ban, like wearing 2 masks, 3 masks, whatever, is this ban viable? Do you think it's going to be effective?
No.
Okay.
Nah, it's going to get here. But again, you can't. The only thing that can stop a disease like this is God Himself. And you know, we can do all the precautionaries we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
We can do everything we possibly can. But no, it'll get here eventually. And it's just something we're just going to have to deal with. You know,
sure. Other states are dealing with it. So
yeah, just like EHD. You know, I mean. You know, I'm hearing guys talk about, you know, blue tongue. How come it disappeared? It hasn't. It's been here for years. You and I can remember back in the 70s.
My first introduction to EHD, up there we call it the black tongue, blue tongue, whatever, up in Sussex County, was in 1974. And I remember I found a deer den next to this little tiny brook in Stokes State Forest. Went and called a ranger. He comes. He didn't know what the hell it was. Called a CO, comes over about an hour later. He didn't know what it was. Eventually found out, there was an outbreak, and it was called a blue tongue or black tongue, one of the two, and sure enough, caused by a midge.
Yeah, that little bitch, that fly or gnat or whatever you call that little sucker. And that's why down here in Salem County, Cumberland County, it's always, you know, every couple of years we get a good dose of it. Because it's a lot, apparently that little sucker lives heavily along the meadows and the swamps there down in that area.
There you go. Ryan, do me a favor. We're up against a hard break. Give that website, Facebook page, phone number. What do you have there? Listen, it's Rednecks Pride Outdoor, Game Calls and Outdoor Sense, TC4DUF, Deer Urine Free Sense. Yep. That's what you're going to have to use by law in New Jersey. And knowing Jonesy and how his quality control is, he's not going to put it out unless it works. But as he said, you have to know how to use it. You have to know your deer. You have to know your habitat patterns, that type of thing. Jones, I think it's going to work, but it's going to be a little bit of a tough sell. What do you think?
Yeah, it's going to be. Guys aren't going to want to buy it, and then the guys who are going to go and just haphazardly use it, and it doesn't work, they're going to talk a lot. Where the guys who where it does work, they're going to keep their mouth shut.
That's what always happens. Okay, Robert, the website, Facebook page, Instagram. What do you got? Go.
Webpage, redneckspride.com. Easiest way to get to me. All right. Or you can go over on Facebook on the Rednecks Pride Game Calls and Outdoor Sense.
Yeah, Ron, good to talk to you again. Hey, we'll see you in the woods sometime this fall. I hope in October, brother.
We're getting ready. We're getting ready.
Yeah, we'll
I need time off to go hunting. I'm getting ready to go test some more deer sense right now. So
that's
I'll talk to you later.
Listen,
man.
That's what's in his veins. You don't understand, but it's not blood. It's not plastic. It is all sorts of raccoon sense, deer sense, muskrat lore. My God. Ronnie, you take care. Best of Don and the family. See you, bro.
All right, buddy. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Up against a heartbreak. Yes, DUF, Deer Urine Free, coming up. New reel on the block. New reel company, I should say. On the block, check it out, Siegler Fishing Reels. Grab that cup, grab that Rebel. We'll be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Ever get sick on a weekend with 2 days until the next available doctor's appointment? Not fun. So having AtlanticCare urgent care centers nearby really helps.
With my outpatient procedure, I went home the same day, recovered fast, and was playing the next season.
Being surrounded by a whole team of experts, how could you not feel like everything is going to be okay?
They used a technology I hadn't heard of to treat a condition I didn't even know I had. Thankfully, I'm better now.
Last month, AtlanticCare saved my husband's life. They've been making our lives better for years.
For every member of your family, for every moment of your life, AtlantiCare is here. With all of the providers, treatments, and personalized care you could ever need at over 100 locations across southeastern New Jersey. It's accessible care. It's exceptional care. It's AtlantiCare. To schedule an appointment, visit AtlantiCare.org.
If you're looking to lower your energy bills, it's time to make the switch to natural gas. Not only will you love the savings, but you'll love how cozy natural gas makes your home, how fun it is to cook with, and how easy it is to switch to natural gas. At South Jersey Gas, our team of professionals is ready when you are, with safety procedures in place to guide you through the process. Fall in love with the savings and with safe, reliable, affordable natural gas. Learn more at southjerseygas.com/switch or call us at 1-800-757-9276.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Let's get it going. Hey, you know, we always try to cover a new product every 3 or 4 weeks on Rack and Fin Radio. We are transitioning to the hunting season. However, I'm keeping my eye on this. You know, people, I've been in the industry many, many, many years. In fact, I tell you, I taught JC how to use a cast net. That's how long I've been around. Had an eye on this company. Now, you know me, my antecedents are primarily spinning and round reel ambassadors from my Abel Garcia days. Fascinated with this company called Siegler Fishing Reels. Watch it here, and I spoke to some guys at shows and guys I meet on the water that, hey, Tom P., these friggin' things, man. One, no problems with them. That's the most important thing. Two, if you want to maintain them yourself, service them yourself, you can do it. not overbuilt, but, and I, cliches are true because they're cliches. These things, from what I see, I held a couple, have an opportunity to fish with them. You have full disclosure here. These things appear bulletproof. Pull into a parking lot and a tackle shop. And you know me, people from, you know, Bayonne down to Cape May up to Fortescue. I'm all over the tackle shops. I said, you know, I think I know that guy. I don't know, man. I think I know him from somewhere. Lo and behold, make a long story short, out pops a gentleman named Jonathan Sowers, who the last time I saw was probably 10 years previous. And before that, another 3 or 4 years before that. Now, people, you know that not only do I look like a pachyderm, but I do have the memory of one as well. Shook hands and Jonathan, what are you up to? Whoa, Siegler, you're the Siegler dude. And yes, he is. And here he is on Rock and Fin Radio. Jonathan, how you doing, brother?
Oh, Tom, it's fantastic. Thank you. So what a fabulous introduction. I really appreciate that. It was so much fun to pop out of the car and actually see your rig in the back. I'm like, wait a minute. I wonder if Tom's here. Pop in the door, and there, sure enough, there he is.
Jonathan, what are the chances of that? Listen, again, we go back a long way. John was a powerhouse. And still is in a different capacity now in the fishing tackle industry nationally and internationally. John, let's get to the Sieglers. We don't have much time. I was fascinated with these fishing machines. Simple, clean, tough, and built like a brick bleep house.
we do like to build a nice product, that's for sure.
And John, again, you have monster competitors out there. I want to get into the personality of the founder and president, sure, CEO, whatever, later, but just let's get into the nuts and bolts, especially people. Striper season, big striper season's coming. Tuna season's going full tilt boogie and going to get better late September through October. You have tools, the Siegler tools, to get the job done, basically covering the water. I'm not even covering marlin, Sowers. Covering the waterfront here in Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, up to, you know, Massachusetts. These things kick ass.
Thank you. We like to think that as well. I mean, from kingfish to flounder, you know, and tog and striped bass, you know, we try to cover that.
Time out right there, Sowers. Right there, yes. Sowers. Kingfish here, we think of northern kingfish. They top out at 16 inches. You mean those monster king mackerel. Go ahead, clear that up.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Because we actually have a tremendous number of kingfish team guys down further south of y'all. And our reels have been tremendously popular for them. And then on the tog guys, the striped bass guys, fluke and flounder, our small game narrow has been just a tremendously popular reel, as well as our original small game, the original SG. We literally have thousands of those little small game reels in the marketplace all over the world, all over the country, because we've had a couple of different names over the years. We were originally, sure, Release Reels, then, right, we became Truth Reels, then we became Siegler Reels. And essentially, you know, that original SG, it's still in the field. Oh, wow. It is still working. We are still making parts for it and still servicing it. I had a guy just, you know, very recently call me up and say, hey, I'm having this issue. We diagnosed it very quickly over the phone. I said, you're going to need this. I called the shop. They said, yeah, we've got it. I put them together with the shop. The following day, the part shipped out. He was able to fix his reel without a tool.
That is amazing.
Unscrewed. Yeah, he unscrewed his preset knob. He dumped out his little cam. He popped the new cam in, did a little bit of adjustment. He was off fishing again.
Well, John, before I get to the construction and some of the components, just to make it clear, yes, listeners, Siegler encourages you to work on the reel itself. You have a problem with it, send it back. They're not going to void the warranty, none of that BS that happens with the big companies.
That's right. That's right. Because we've designed them so you can actually take them apart.
Right.
So literally all you need is a 3-millimeter Allen wrench. You need one 3-millimeter Allen wrench, maybe a 4 if you need to if you're working on a larger reel, and maybe a tiny little Phillips head screwdriver, maybe a pair of pliers, but beyond that, that's it. Mm-hmm. When you go take those three Allen fasteners off of our, you know, between the main case and the side case comes away from the main case and no springs go flying out.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, no shims go flying anywhere. Everything stays intact until you decide to take the preset knob off. After you do that, then the spool and the spool shaft comes apart and you get in for a much deeper clean. But the thing is, though, you're not going to have springs and shims and little extra small little plastic parts flying everywhere.
And getting lost in my red, orange, and yellow shag rug, I might add.
Why does that not surprise me that you have one of those?
and they're next to the lava lamps. Joining us on the line is Jonathan Sowers. He's the National Sales Director, Siegler Fishing Reels. These are just bulletproof fishing machines, people, from small game up to big game. Well, John, let's get into the construction. Bar stock aluminum, drag systems, go. What do you got?
Sure. So all of our reels are machined out of solid bar stock aluminum. So we use something called 6061 T6 bar stock. So it is void free. It is premium, high quality, grade A+ material. We bring that in. It comes. It lands at the loading dock as a piece of solid aluminum bar stock. It goes out the front door as a machined fishing reel. Mm-hmm. What we do, we load up that bar stock that says stamped made in the USA. It's actually really neat to see it stamped right there on the side of the bar stock. We make tons of little chips and little curlicues. We recycle 2,000 pounds of waste aluminum every month.
Wow.
Like, that's all just, chips just getting, slung around. We machine them down so that you end up with a really premium designed and machined product. So the beautiful part about machining aluminum versus casting it is that you end up with a very strong frame.
Right.
A cast product always ends up with air pockets and voids. Mm-hmm. You never can get a pure material as a result. Casting is great. I'm not knocking it whatsoever. There's just a difference between the two. When you machine a product, when you machine it from raw bar stock, you end up with really the premium end of things. So then we pair that up with smooth carbon fiber drag washers, 316 stainless steel main gears, and thrust plates. Our thrust plates are made domestically. Our main gears are made domestically. Actually, our gears are made right in Long Island. We use smooth carbon fiber, which is comes from us from Smooth in California. We then impregnate everything, internally, and particularly on that drag washer, with a grease called Tef Gel. Now, Tef Gel is actually a really amazing grease, and it basically helps to eliminate that startup inertia.
Mm-hmm.
That grease is made in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Everything's here.
Everything's here. The few bearings that we do use, because bearings, they're necessary. They're a necessary evil. We use Boca bearings out of Boca Raton.
There you go.
So we grease up that drag washer and we smash it down and make drag. I'm sorry. With the brake is a 316 stainless steel thrust plate. It's got a little bit of a dome to it. So as it's pushing up against that thrust plate, it's flexing ever so slightly and uniformly pressing over the entire surface of that drag washer. We don't wear out drag washers.
Exactly.
Because the entire surface of that thrust plate is pushing up against that drag washer. And we don't use true material. We use, we like space age stuff.
Join us on the line is Jonathan Sowers, National Sales Director, Siegler Fishing Reels. Well, Jonathan, these things have been tested. By the way, ABEC 5 bearings, correct? Those are badass.
Correct. In the spools, and then, we use a thrust bearing and a thrust plate bearing as well. We use an anti-reverse bearing in the handle, so you get that nice, tight anti-reverse. Right. Well, anti-reverse bearings can fail. All bearings can fail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shoot, your car, your machine, the machine in your car, that can fail. So it's all about maintenance and making sure that you take good care of your stuff. So if your anti-reverse bearing does happen to fail, we actually put a secondary anti-reverse inside the reel. So we, instead of putting a dog on the outside of the main gear that kind of gives you that clack slop, you'll hear a little bit of a slight ticking on the inside of our reels, and that is actually a small little paw that's riding on the inside of the main gear. So our gears come into us, you know, basically machined on the outside with teeth, but then on the inside, they're solid. We machine right. additional teeth on the inside of our main gear because we use such a high-quality gear material. We put additional teeth on the inside and then use an anti-reverse paw system so that even if your anti-reverse bearing fails, you still got a secondary backup.
There you go. Listen, this is true to testament. Form follows function. Jonathan, the reels definitely in our interest here for our zone is the small game narrow, sure. the small game, the large Absolutely. Game narrow, and the large game. Listen, you're talking a price range in the $300 to $500, so you're right there with the
Actually, $300 to $400. For our small okay. game family, SG, SGN, $300. Large game family, LG, LGN, $400.
I am looking at that offshore, John. I was like, "Ooh, that's fine."
Yeah, offshore. Yeah, that offshore small. That is a pretty sweet reel. That's and that retails at $500.
Well, John, let's get to the personality involved here. I mean, I've seen you know, me have been in the industry a long time. You've been in the industry a long time. We've sure. seen these companies start up and fail. The Made in America start up and fail. Start up and fail. Start up and fail. A fool's errand. An ego thing. This guy Siegler, and listeners, S-E-I-G-L-E-R. That's the pronunciation, Siegler, sure. S-E-I-G-L-E-R.
And that's Siegler.fish is our website.
Hey, Siegler.fish. You have the Daiwas, you have the Shimanos, you yeah. have the Pens. What made this guy's, and the Yvettes, naturally, have to go, oh, get that in there. Accurates, get that in there. That I can make a better product. Man, is this guy's head the size of a jack-o'-lantern, or is he that good at what he does, or both?
Well, he's both. I mean, really, what it boils down to is that Wes decided that after he retired from professional bike racing, that he would go off and do a whole bunch of fishing. He called up his buddy because he had been a sponsored athlete by Shimano, and he said, "Hey, I'm doing a whole ton of fishing. Can I get some reels?" And he said, "Sorry, a completely different division." So he said, "Well, you know what? I've spent a bunch of time in Asia, and I know where I can get this stuff made." So he had some designs. He knows how to draw very, very well. He knows a lot about engineering and learned engineering really from the best possible way, real life, real world, mm-hmm. true application engineering. Said, "You know what? I'm going to go get these made overseas." The very, 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 very first batch of release reels were, in fact, made overseas. They stole our designs, mm-hmm. or his design. He said, "You know what? Stuff you. I'm going to make this myself." So he literally bought a CNC machine from Hendrick Motorsports, installed it into a two-car garage. The guy came out, set it up, turned it on, and said, "Okay, you're good to go." I said, "Wonderful. Great. How do we run it?"
Oh, my God.
The guy from Haas Machinery turned to him, looked at and said, you're serious, aren't you?" Yeah. We don't know anything." "Okay. Well, if you do this, you're going to kill the machine. If you do that, you're going to kill yourself. Don't do those two things." "Okay. Now go take a class," which they did. So Wes, you know, went off and he took some classes. He has spent an inordinate amount of time watching YouTube. And essentially, he, along with, you know, the guys in the machine shop, they've learned how to become machinists. And, you know, one machine begets two and three and four and five. And the next thing you know, three shops later, the shop had relocated from a tiny little super rural Virginia in Reedville to Virginia Beach, where we have access to a lot more infrastructure. And it's been a very, very good move for us. So we're still located in Virginia Beach, 100% made in the U.S., and really just trying to put out the best quality product we can. It's the Siegler design and style is different. It's unique. Mm-hmm. It's its own thing. We're very proud of the product that we produce and have thoroughly and we love our customers. It's our customers that make us, and we're always trying to make sure that we're putting out the highest quality product we can at the fairest price possible. And if you've got an issue, give us a ring. We'll get you back on the water as quick as possible.
No, Jonathan, that's the thing too. The service is important, and people, you can Absolutely. Service it yourself. Listen, these reels are tailor-made for the Mid-Atlantic region, specifically Jersey as well. Well, John, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin. Best to Wes and the crew there. Listeners, small, tight, organized, and clean. You look at these reels, you feel these reels, nice and clean. I'll tell you, John, they're like basically featherweights. The small game now, what, 11 ounces? Good Lord. My bass reel is more than that.
And she'll put out almost 30 pounds of drag.
There you go.
Well, John, it'll turn the head up on a straight bass anytime.
Anytime. John, thanks for joining us on Rackfin. Best of all. Hope to see you sometime again up here in Jersey. You're all over the friggin' map, literally, people. Jonathan Sowers, great to see you again. And let's get you fishing sometime here. Bring those Seaglers. My check's in the mail to you already. Yes, listeners. I pay for them. And we're going to make it work, John. You take care.
Thank you so very much. I look forward to catching up with you next time I'm headed south.
Website and phone number, bro. Go.
It's Seagler, www.seagler.fish.
Seagler, S-E-I-G-L-E-R.
G-L-E-R, Seagler.fish, 757-271-3113. But just look us up on at Seagler.fish, S-E-I-G-L-E-R.F-I-S-H.
John, thanks for joining us on Rack and Vin. See you soon, brother. Be good.
Thanks so much, Tom. Bye now.
To run into Jonathan Sowers, and he's the Seagler guy. Wow. Hey, grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back, Rack and Fin Radio. Check out these reels, people. They are gorgeous.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM, South Jersey's talk station.
News. I'm Carmen Roberts. A Texas judge sides with Planned Parenthood, shielding it for now from being sued under the state's new strict abortion law. Meantime, two rideshare companies say they'll step up for their drivers.
Lyft CEO Logan Green announces a driver legal defense fund to cover the legal fees of drivers sued. Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi responding, Team Uber is in too.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says no matter how confident Homeland Security is about vetting Afghan refugees for the U.S., mistakes can be made.
I fear that we'll see an attack here in the homeland.
And police in the Northeast checking to see who's missing after catastrophic flooding. 49 confirmed dead in 5 states. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. It'll be mostly sunny today with a high of 80. Increasingly cloudy tonight, low 64. Then mostly cloudy tomorrow and more humid with a shower in some spots. Sunday's high 79. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, low 69. And Labor Day, partly sunny. That day's high 83. Tuesday will be a full day of sunshine with a high of 82. I'm AccuWeather's Sally Sherman on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Okay, that was Jonathan Sowers, Seagler Fishing Reels. Let's keep the fishing thing going right now. Not so much on a what to go, where to catch, whatever. There's an organization out, the Beach Haven Charter Association, established in 2003. They have a program called the Junior Mates, that the work they do with the Junior Mates, grooming, educating, and basically making future captains, mates to captains with these youngsters, is nothing short of phenomenal. And they are very involved, not just in that, but improving the habitat on the and being a part on the artificial reef system. Joining us on the line right now, very special guest, longtime friend of Rack and Fin Radio, Captain John Lewis, a charter member. He owns the Insatiable Sport Fishing Charter Boat. That is one badass little floaty on the water. John, how you doing, man? Good to have you on Rack and Fin.
Thank you, Tom. Glad to be here.
Are you on the water right now, Lewis?
Well, I am. I'm tied to the dock, but it's floating. It's floating.
Well, John, great to have you on now. Well, when I saw you in a tackle shop the other day, I said, you're doing what? The kids are doing what? The Junior Mate program is doing what? You have a load of reef balls set for deployment for an artificial reef. Go into that program, please.
All right, Tom. This actually started a few years back when Bill Figley gave a talk to our Junior Mate class about the reefs and the poor condition that the reefs off of Long Beach Island are in. And the kids started asking questions. And the last one was, what can we do to help?
Wow.
And that's what got us talking and working. And we started to reprogram. Took a few years, but we've got the community involved, the towns involved. We were the charitable recipient of the last Seashell Striper tournament, where they gave us a check for $50,000.
What?
And that paid.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. How much?
$50,000.
Wow, that is incredible. Good for you guys.
Hey, Tom Hughes went and beat the bushes, twisted a lot of arms, and raised a whole lot of money for this program. And that got us our first deployment, which went down this past January.
Right.
We sank a 140-foot barge, a tugboat, and a pushboat.
Now, this is on the Little Egg Reef, correct?
That is correct. And that's the first material that was put on Little Egg Reef since 2004.
Wow. Oh, man. That is incredible. Well, John, that's one of the smallest reefs in the system, correct?
Geographically, it's one of the largest. But
oh, largest. I'm sorry. Material-wise. That's what I meant. Yeah, material-wise. It's been pretty scant. Yeah, there you go.
The average mature reef in New Jersey has over 600,000 cubic yards of material.
Mm-hmm.
Garden State North has the most off of Long Beach Island with 50,000, which is less than 10% of the average. Garden State South only has 12,000. And prior to these deployments, Barnegat Light had 10,000 and Little Egg had 9,000. So we're trying to make a difference. They've been underdeveloped from day one.
Is that by just, why do you think that was, John?
It's a combination of things. The geography, we're furthest from the ports of New York and Philadelphia where any of the free stuff comes from. The state of New Jersey does not pay for the material on the reefs. They support the permitting and research and all, but they don't pay for any of the stuff that goes down. It's all done with volunteers,
mm-hmm.
whether it's donated material or we raise money and buy stuff. The other problem we have is Little Egg Reef is the shallowest reef in New Jersey.
Yeah.
You can only come up 9 feet off the bottom. They need 40 feet of clearance for the tugs and barges to go by.
So it's
a combination of things. Everybody wants to blame people, but it's just, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Now, this reef ball dealio, how'd that get going?
I talked to some people down in Florida. Reef Innovations is the name of the company. They actually make reef balls in all various sizes, ship them all around the world. Actually, I got talking first with a woman here, Gretchen Coyle, lives in Beach Haven,
mm-hmm.
who was trying to get oyster balls put in front of her house. She has a bayfront house in the Webster Tract. And she was talking to them, and she gave me their name, and I started talking with them. It turns out also the state has been talking with them, and I believe that's where they got the molds that New Jersey DEP has from these people. So it seemed to me relatively economical compared to buying ships. Because like I say, with that total package that we sank in January was a total of $100,000 to buy, clean up, and have them delivered.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it came from Norfolk, Virginia. I mean, towing is very expensive.
Sure.
And, you know, getting the proper material and getting it cleaned up and inspected by the Coast Guard. And then we ran into COVID, which slowed things down. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, with reef building, it's a lot like a little kid walking a big dog, Tom. The dog's going to get walked, but we're going to hit every tree, signpost, and fire hydrant in the park.
John Lewis is in John Lewis form. Well, how many reef balls, John, are going down and when?
We bought 32 of them. That's all they could fit on a truck because they weigh 1,300 pounds apiece. So that gave us 41,600 pounds, which all they could carry. They're going to be deployed by the state. The ATOS, Aids to Navigation Boat. It's an interagency cooperation between the DEP and the ATON crew. Pete Clark, who's the reef coordinator
Peter
now.
Peter Clark, yeah.
Yeah, he made this arrangement with these people. They did a deployment on Barnegat Reef in June, I think it was, where they put some old tombstones down, and you know, broken tombstones, stuff like that. And we unloaded the reef balls at their facility at the Forked River State Marina last Thursday. They're going to take them out.
Good for
it's
going
to take two deployments because of the weight.
Right.
So the first 16 will go to Little Egg Reef, and we're discussing what we want to do with the next 16. So it all has to fit in. It has to gel with their schedule as to when they actually go out.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we need to be done by the end of September, because then they have to start pulling the buoys out,
sure.
The state buoys. So they'll be busy till January, I guess.
And, John, one thing about the reef balls, and I was speaking with some people who involved with the reef deployments, that reef balls, fluke flounder, a.k.a. not so much, but sea bass, porgies, blackfish, they just love the reef balls.
Well, I think the fluke like them, too, because they're spread out. It's smaller pieces than a ship or a barge,
mm-hmm.
but they're spread out more. And you know, you get the fluke hanging out next to the barges and ships and whatever. And we fish reef balls now on Little Egg and get fluke as well as sea bass there.
See, that was my thing. I fish the reef balls. I never get a flatty, but I get everything else. Okay, yeah, well, that was, fair enough, John, fair enough. I didn't inject something in there.
Yeah, well, actually, I fished them on Tuesday, and we got 15 or 16 shorts. No keeper fluke, but we did get a couple of nice sea bass.
John, now the junior mates program with us, how do you see it progressing?
It's every year we get some new kids. We have some people come back. It's basically a three-year course to get them to where they need to be able to be full-time mates on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them progress a little quicker. My current mate, Colin, he's still technically a junior mate. This is his last year in it, but he's a fantastic mate. My previous mate, Tyler, he also came through the program, and he was a fantastic mate. We have a lot of good mates. We don't have enough boats to get them all working, unfortunately, but we're trying. We're trying to get more and bigger boats that'll take mates out.
And, John, if I could give a shout-out here to a mate that, I remember when he was a little kid, young guy started out. And a shout out to Captain Max Goldman. There you go.
Oh yeah, Max is he runs the Starfish on the,
right.
the six pack trips. We also have Captain Nick Carrillo.
I remember Nick. Carrillo. Yeah, yep.
He's another junior mate to associate to full member, and Leanne Lopez, our first female captain, not our first female mate, but first female captain, and. 2 years ago, she was the captain on the Molina in the Beach Haven Marlin tournament, and they won the White Marlin Release Division.
Now, John, let me tell you, Leanne, I remember I met her. She was about 11 or 12, and look how far she's come. In fact, she said she's going to name her first boat the Sports Doctor. I said, there you go.
Well, she is in, I'm not sure if I got the right name of the school, University of Miami.
Miami, yeah.
Wrong on
she's
that.
She's in Miami, exactly.
She's in a pre-med course. She's going to be Dr. Captain Leanne Lopez someday.
Say, John, she was on. She gave a great segment on daytime deep dropping for swordfish. The kid's an animal. I mean, she is an animal.
she is good at everything she does.
Yep.
She's just a naturally talented, hardworking visionary.
I'll tell you, she has good antecedents. Captain Cool Ray and Mrs. Lopez, there you go. Well, John, do me a favor. We're up against a hard break. Give that website for the organization and the junior mates. How can people get involved? Please go.
All right. BHCFA.org. That's Beach Haven Charter Fishing Association.org. We have all kinds of information about the association, but there's also a junior mate page and a junior mate reef project page. That has video from our deployment in January, as well as pictures and some information. And that gets updated as things happen.
And, John, you're accepting donations through the organization, correct?
Yes, we are. You can donate on that reef page, or you can donate at several tackle shops, including Creekside in Waretown, Jingles in Beach Haven, Morrison's Marina, Beach Haven Yacht Club Marina, all have facilities there to donate.
Well, John Lewis, I have to ask you this, head out. When are you going to get a chance to fish yourself? Not taking people out. When are you going to fish yourself?
I'm hoping to get out next week with a couple of friends before we shut down fluke season.
Good for you.
I was going to do it this week, but the hurricane kind of got in the way.
Yep.
And so hopefully next week I'll get out and do a little.
Well, John, I always have you great guests on Rock and Fin Radio. And listeners, the Junior Mates program, check it out. Super, super program. John, you take care. We'll see you soon.
All right, Tommy, thank you very much.
Like John Lewis, he's just the coolest guy. Very poker-faced. Just you can't read the man's emotions, but he is good. Okay, man, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
So what is Talk with a Purpose? It's a lively, informative, number one rated talk show on Saturday morning. Hi, this is John DeMasi. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon for Talk with a Purpose, heard right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And if you miss it on Saturday, we replay it on Sunday from 5 until 8 p.m. Don't miss Talk with a Purpose, Saturday and Sunday, right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
I wasn't able to sleep in my own bed. Because of my wife's struggles with CPAP, I had to move out to the couch, out to the recliner, out to my son's bunk bed. That is, until she started using Inspire, a sleep apnea treatment that works inside her body with just the click of a remote.
Get back to sleeping in your own bed with Inspire. No mask, no hose, just sleep. To learn more, visit inspiresleep.com. Inspire, sleep apnea innovation. Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
See the fastest racing on two wheels. It's the Moto America Superbikes at New Jersey, September 10th through September 12th. Five classes of road racing featuring 190-mile-per-hour superbikes. It's the Moto America Superbikes at New Jersey, September 10th through September 12th. Fun for the whole family with VIP and camping packages. Get your tickets now at MotoAmerica.com.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back final segment, Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of September 4th and 5th. Let's top it off with a couple of fish reports. Join us now, Young Gun Ryan at Fanatics on West Avenue in Ocean City, where I hear the kingfish, once it all settles down on the surf there, the kingfish are kicking ass, and so are the flounder. Ryan, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. Talk to me. What's going on with the royals? What's going on with the flounder? What's going on with the bass in the back, Ryan? Go.
The kingfish have been awesome in the surf. The croaker have been pretty good, too.
Croakers!
I've been around more than anything, but in the back, it's been, you know, some small flukes and stuff. Some small sea bass as well. Tog have been there, too, so.
Wow. Listen, anything there by that Longport Ocean City Bridge out there, that fishing pier?
Yeah, so Longport Ocean City, they've been catching some triggers and some sheep's head, but mostly it's been some, you know, some small fluke and stuff like that, some sea bass.
Okay, Ryan, hot bait for the royals on the beach. Is it bloodworms, fish bites, or both?
Bloodworms, fish bites are great. Right now, bloodworms, though, because of it's a little bit more murky. We just had that storm, so stick with the real stuff first and then go to artificial.
Now,
fish
Ryan,
bites will work, though.
Ryan, back behind, was that by the Rush Chatham Bridge or Corson's Inlet, back, going back up to the roof 51 access, or used to be 51 access. What's happening back that way? Any stripers at night?
Well, we haven't really heard too much back there. There's been some stripers at night under the lights and stuff around, like, you know, at the the Corson's Inlet Bridge. But
there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
And where they get them on? Poppers, plugs, what?
White Z-Man.
With Z-Man what? The swimmers?
Yeah, the paddle tails. Yeah.
There you go. Damn. Okay, guys, take care, man. See you later.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Hopping down Sea Isle Way, Sea Isle Bait and Tackle. Join us on the line is Mike Cunningham. Mikey, what's going on, little brother? What's happening?
How's everything going, Tom?
Woo! It's the holiday weekend. Everything is coming together, little brother.
I'll tell you, fishing's been pretty good. You know, that storm, I feel bad for everybody up there in the Philly area, but it did spare us. So nothing should have changed from the past week or two. The mahi bite is just off the charts. Whether you want to fly fish for them, throw little plastics, or even if you're one of the guys who wants to troll or throw hunks of squid, the mahi bite has been on fire. The key is finding the pots, put in the time. You know, look at all your marks on your machine. Go wreck, direct, direct until you find some untouched pots, and you'll find the mahis. The flounder bite has been excellent around the reefs.
Bingo.
The key, the ticket, what we have found week in and week out is go early. You need to be on the reef at 5:30, 5:15, you know, because once the sun's come up and those boats get on, especially TI Reef, by 8 o'clock, go home and eat breakfast. You got to get there early.
Mm-hmm. Mike, what are you hearing about bass or weakfish in the back? Anything?
The numbers of striped bass in the back bay from Atlantic City to Cape May is unbelievable. I don't know anyone. I've talked to guys who are 80 years old. No one's ever seen the numbers of fish like this and the size. You know, guys drifting eels, guys throwing lures, guys just using a piece of flounder skin off of their dock. I mean, they're all catching stripers up to the, you know, 30-some inch range. You know, I got guys here who are averaging 20 fish a night in the lights out the back of their house. I mean, it's just awesome.
Mike, what about weeks, though? I'm hearing, again, not rumors, reliable information, but it's a night deal. I'm hearing weak fish in the 20-plus inches. You hearing the same thing?
Yes, but yes, they're out there. Yes, they're catching them. Some nice fish, not a ton of numbers.
Right, right.
The guys, we've seen some numbers put up, like Coors Inlet, a couple of, you know, maybe like 5-6 days ago, early in the morning. There's been a school that's been up in the Strathmere, Coors Inlet area. Comes into the inlet one day. The next day, they'll get them over by the Deauville.
Deauville,
so there's a school, like shorter ones, that's just living in that area. And then some nicer fish around at night.
Mike, what are they hitting them on?
The guys who are really doing the best are throwing little paddle tails, whether it's nighttime or daytime. I'm hearing more white paddle tails at night, pink and green, you know, a couple different pinkish combos during the day.
Okay, Mike, you take care. Best of the family. See you, man.
Have a great day.
Let's hop up Ware Town Way, where Noah Big Flounder in Town Brown is at Creekside Outfitters on Route 9 in Ware Town. And this guy, he does the mid-range, he does the offshore, he does the back bay, he does the inlet. He is keyed in, especially on the flatties and the bass. Noah, how you doing, little brother? Long time no see.
Long time no see, Tom. I'm doing good today. I know we've been catching them real good there, right about in the edge of the inlet, that backside of that part of the island flat. I know a lot of guys have been pulling a lot of fish out of that hole.
You're talking fluke, right?
Yes. A lot of them flatties up to about 5 pounds. Haven't had much bigger than 5 pounds in the bay this past week or so, but definitely had some nice fish. I know a lot of guys are still catching them right out front, right on the tires there. Mm-hmm. And last night in the inlet, in that middle of that bluefish blitz we had, I even caught a couple of them banded rudder fish.
Wow.
A couple of them smaller tank of a bluefish as well. There's like 8 and 9 pounders mixed in. The fishing inside has been phenomenal. There's enough peanut bunker to walk on out there.
There you go. No, again, besides peanuts, what is the hot bait inside? Inlet around the lighthouse into the bay. What is it?
It's definitely been, for me, it's just been live peanut bunker. I've been having the best luck definitely with the live and fresh peanuts. I mean, a lot of guys have been sticking to the pink shine, that salmon-colored gold, them classic colors. But the peanuts have definitely been my killer.
Noah, anything on bass along the inlet rocks at night with poppers and plugs?
We've definitely been pulling some schoolies in and out of there, but nothing real crazy. It's been a lot of the smaller ones, if anything, that's been hanging around. Still haven't had a keeper in about 2 months here.
Okay. Well, no, you take care, man. Have a good weekend.
Yes, thank you, Tom P. Take care.
See you, brother. That'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio. Way long on the show. Chris Coleman, thank you to producer. He's going to look at this time log and say, he did it again. Everybody get out there and enjoy. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders. God bless law enforcement. Labor Day weekend, everything is happening. The snapper fishing, the blow fishing, the crabbing, the fluke fishing, false albies, tuna. Get out and enjoy. Be with friends. Be with family. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.
95.5 FM and 1450 AM WPGG Atlantic City. WENJHD3 Millville, a Town Square Media station.